USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The U.S. Coast Guard is predicting that the oxygen supply on the missing vessel used to explore the Titanic wreckage will run out in a matter of hours. Search efforts have been intensifying since Sunday when a submersible carrying five people disappeared roughly 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The focus is an area where Canadian aircraft recently detected underwater noises. So far, that effort has yielded negative results, according to the Coast Guard. At least three people reportedly are dead after a tornado ripped through the tiny North Texas town of Matador. That's just over an hour's drive northeast of Lubbock, Texas. Sirens started blaring about 8 p.m. last night. A twister damaged a dozen buildings, and that prompted a search for people who might be trapped in the wreckage. The House Judiciary Committee held a hearing yesterday on the report of Special Counsel John Durham that exposed how the Federal Bureau of Investigations prompted the Crossfire Hurricane investigation against a sitting president without any credible evidence. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Fox News last night.
In the summer of 2016, our government gets intelligence that says this all was a made-up story from the Clinton campaign. She approved it to take the pressure off of her email scandal. That is so credible that John Brennan briefs President Obama, Vice President Biden, Attorney General Lynch, and Director Comey, and then he puts it into a memo called a referral memorandum. That memo was given to Comey and Peter Strzok. They failed to take it to the FISA court.
Math and reading scores among 13-year-olds are down. New test scores released by the National Assessment of Educational Progress show math scores are at their lowest level since 1990, and reading scores are at their lowest level since 2004. The decline in math scores was the biggest since federal testing began in 1973. USA News.
Hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing chickendinnercasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chickendinnercasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
Seven people are in the hospital and dozens more are hurt after a hailstorm rained down on concertgoers at Red Rocks Amphitheater last night in Colorado. 80 to 90 people were treated at the famous venue ahead of a Lewis Tomlinson concert. Those taken to the hospital have non-life-threatening injuries with cuts and broken bones. The leaders of a Senate Homeland Security Subcommittee want to know more about the proposed merger of the PGA and LIV Golf Tours.
Democrat Richard Blumenthal and Republican Ron Johnson have asked LIV Golf CEO Greg Norman, PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan, and the head of the Saudi Investment Fund to testify about the deal. Among the lawmakers' questions, how the new entity will be structured, the impact on the players, and what will be the role of the Saudi fund in pro golf in the USA. Several groups have already objected to the merger, most notably the one that represents the families of the victims of 9/11. I'm Richard Johnson.
Tropical Storm Brett is taking aim at parts of the Caribbean.
Forecasters say the storm strengthened slightly Wednesday and is forecast to reach the Lesser Antilles today. It's likely near its peak intensity with 65-mile-per-hour sustained winds. Brett could bring strong winds and torrential rain to places like St. Lucia and Barbados. The system is likely to dissipate over the Central Caribbean Sea by Saturday. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.